I thought the first half was we were distrustful with the ball to each other, and they played very direct for Akinade, and you know, we weren't getting up the pitch to engage and stop the source, and as a result there was lots of action in our half of the pitch, so we didn't seem to trust ourselves with the ball. So when we got it sorted at half time, you could see the difference in the performance. The confidence and the quality that they showed in the second half was immense, believe me. The work ethic and the commitment levels were very, very high. And considering we've a game on Monday night, I hope we haven't left anything on the pitch, because Bohemians had a fantastic performance the night themselves, I'm told. So I'm delighted for the supporters, but they got behind us, because the way we started the second half, from the get-go, we started to pass the ball and do what we're good at, and it lifted the crowd with a couple of early half chances, and the crowd were unbelievable in the second half. Oh, and they went in tandem with us. The performance of the players and the volume and the intensity of the crowd gave us a great lift, and it must have been great for neutral people to see that, and I genuinely felt the crowd played a significant part.
Kenny, this team of young and experienced kids is really doing you proud, and you've been very defensive of them in recent times.
Yes, they're very inexperienced, as you see, and we're still going for a second goal when it's 1-0, and I have to say that, you know, if you look at them and the desire and the passion and the commitment and all of those things that you want to see, that comes from having a love for each other, a love for the place, a love for the supporters. You can see it. It's generated throughout the team, and I'm delighted with them, how they're performing. The only downside is when we start to go for away games next week, we won't have that 12th man, so to speak.
Big game on Monday night.
Monday's a massive game against Bohemians. They're a good team, and they're in a false position, as you know. The quality that they have as well, that will be very tough for us. You know, there's standards that we have to meet. We're not in any position to challenge for titles, because we haven't got the experience. You know that. Deep down, you know that. And I know that. But we've got to mount a challenge and get points on the board for the second half of the season. The hard work's done in the first half, and then if we can strengthen in the summer, I'm sure that we can start to push for a European spot again and have good runs in the two cups. That's, you know, the Derry people have got behind us. I've had this experience before with other clubs, but not to this extent, where they become you feel associated with them, and you feel the adrenaline that they're sending out from the terraces to us. I felt really good tonight for the supporters and how much they contributed to our performance.
Being back in the new stadium has obviously drawn in a bigger crowd too.
I think you're right. It's lifted them. We're back at home, you know, and they've got a great way of making you feel good, and I'm sure they must be going home happy and knowing that they've made a contribution. They kept singing and pushing us on, and I have to say that they were a credit to the players, and the players were a credit to them tonight.
Nicky, another good night's work.
Yeah, I thought it's an excellent 3 points. Obviously Waterford are flying up the challenge for the league. But first half, we weren't ourselves, to be honest. I don't know if we were too pumped up. You know, it's a big game, we've been going well, big crowd, good atmosphere, and it just didn't happen. Happened in stages, but credit to Watford. First half, I thought they were excellent, but we were absolutely magnificent second half, and we created chances for fun, and long may that continue.
Kenny said their legs went in the second half.
To be honest, it maybe felt that. Sometimes, as a player, that could happen, you know, the crowd's against you, opposition's going really well, they're in your face, and I felt we're a fit team, and I think that really showed tonight, to be honest.
In the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game, there could have been 3 or 4 goals. It was like shooting in.
Yeah, exactly. Even before the last 5-6 minutes, obviously, credit to Waterford, they try to have a wee going through a few players' ball, but for that too, if we were good with the final ball, I think we could have scored more goals, you know what I mean? We missed chances. But listen, we're getting in positions to have chances, so hopefully next week we can take them.
Big team's coming now. You have Bulls here on Monday and then you go to Dundalk.
Exactly. Obviously, see Bulls' result tonight. It's a massive result for them and a derby, so they'll come here full of confidence. But listen, hey, so are we. And so hopefully we can try and take care of Bulls, which will be solid. But then we're going into Dundalk, which will have another hard game. But one game at a time.